What's the verdict on the transcripts?
I've gotten all yeses.
I've gotten all yeses, and a couple guys say Mike sounds hot.
All right, let's do a commercial break. We'll come back with more of the Amber Fry, Scott Peterson transcripts. Now, back to the transcripts. We left off. Oh, by the way, these transcripts, people that aren't aware of how these came about, around the end of December, police informed Amber Fry that Scott Peterson was indeed a suspect in the, well, in the missing Lacey Peterson case. And when she found out that Scott Peterson had a wife, a pregnant wife that was alive and missing, she was, of course, in total shock, furious, felt violated, used, all those things. I mean, she was clearly a victim, and she agreed to allow the police to tap her phone. And so that's where these phone transcripts come from. So Amber is acting in these phone conversations and doing a pretty damn good job.
Very good job, yeah. You'd never know it, really.
So you want to kick off there, Amber?
Okay.
Okay. Clearing throat, parentheses. Well, I just, this Sunday at church was just so awesome, Scott, that it was something I really needed, you know, for the sermon to talk about, because I was just, you know, having a hard time with you and what we had talked about before you left to do Paris. Do you remember that?
Trust?
Yes.
Yeah.
And the whole sermon was so much on that, and I made a request, you know, to talk to the pastor about that I had, you know, just to talk about, you know, freeing myself, basically, of this battle that I have in my head from things, and...
Uh-huh.
And...
You're not kidding. This is like Clinton and Flowers.
And so, you know, Sunday was really good for me, and really, well, it really eased myself about a lot of things, and, you know, just to really put that out to God. And so it was good. It was a good Sunday for me.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I just miss you so much. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, you've heard that expression, boy, women do tend to just carry on, don't they?
Oh,
don't they just
God,
blather on? Isn't this just like one of those trumpets? You know how they used to do the Charlie Brown?
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Blah, 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 blah.
Man, is she rambling.
But, you know, I just miss you so much. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, you've heard that expression now. Oh, what is it? My mind just totally went blank. About the expression, about how the, you know, that absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, I've really been thinking about that because it's been, well, you know, people have said that so many times, and it's hard for me to understand that. And it's just amazing and incredible how, you know, that's so true, because I miss you so much, and I just wish you were here, and, you know, I could be with you.
Yeah. That's all he says.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
And it's just, you know, I'm just waiting, anticipating the day that I get to, you know, see you again.
Oh, how sweet. Thank you. I feel the same. Obviously, you know that.
What was that?
Obviously, I feel the same. I felt that the day I had to drive away and go on this trip.
You know,
that I'm not really on.
You know... You know, I...
Amber?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
And I keep feeling like I, you know, I wish I would have, you know, verbalized more to you before you had left about how I felt about you and everything that bothers me, because...
Oh, it shouldn't.
Why? I mean, it shouldn't?
Well, I think it's understood.
It's understood?
Yeah, and I don't think you have to say it. You know, you shouldn't let it bother you.
Well, it bothers me because, you know, I'm not going to see you for so long, and... And, you know, you have all these things bottled up. It's just so hard for me not to be able to express them because...
Oh.
Well, you know, because phone... She's still rambling.
I know.
She's still... You know, because phone calls, you know, at the same time, you know, I had said to you, obviously, if I don't get to see you, if I could talk to you every day, it would mean so much because I can't see you. But at the same time, you know, phone calls are personable to a point.
You wouldn't believe how many times I've lost my place here because I'm just totally spacing out to her,
absolutely.
Her babbling.
It's just ramble.
And Scott's response to all that? Right.
But yet are, you know, an open door to communication, of course, but...
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, just that feeling that I have and the experiences that, you know, we talk about and everything, just... It's so hard that I'm not going to see you for what is it? I don't even know when you're coming back.
And, well, it's less than a month now.
What was that?
Less than a month now.
Less than a month?
Yeah, it's better for me at least.
It's better for you?
Well, it's, you know, kind of... We've gone through, you know, many days without seeing each other, so we're knocking down the days.
Well, yeah, the days are getting, you know, it's getting closer,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course.
So, why is she always clearing her throat?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know you had said before you'll be back, you know, by my birthday, so...
Well, yeah.
Anticipating plans for, plan for it. Do you have anything in mind?
For your birthday?
Yeah.
I know I'll have to come up with something good.
You have to. You haven't come up with anything, then?
I want to. Well, you know, I've been kicking around ideas.
Oh, yeah, right.
What? Share them with me.
Oh, no. I'm thinking I'm going to make this a surprise.
Yeah, right, because she puts him on the spot.
She's good.
Oh, she
you know
is
what?
Good.
She's mad, too. And so she's really trying to put him on the spot
right
here.
Right on the spot.
But do you get the impression from these conversations? She still loves him. I think she still digs him. Because this conversation is not the conversation of somebody who's just trying to draw someone out. This is a serious conversation.
You know it. You know it. There's some big-time emotions going on
Definitely.
Here. There's no doubt about it.
So what...
Okay, so you said, oh, no, I'm thinking it will be a surprise.
So what about that one?
Oh, the big idea. It'll be a surprise of some sort.
A surprise?
Yeah.
And so then, what about Valentine's around the corner?
Hmm, true, huh?
Is that going to be overwhelming for you? They're so close together.
Yeah, that's okay. Hey, at least...
Huh?
It's fun, huh?
It's fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then in 6 days later, Ayanna, man, I haven't thought about that.
Ayanna is the daughter, by the way, Amber's daughter.
What should we do for Ayanna's birthday party?
Oh, is this girl a pain in the ass?
I know. She is terrible. I mean,
Jesus Christ.
It's incredible.
Easy, bitch.
I know it. What are we going to do for Valentine's Day? It's so close to the birthday.
I know, and then Ayanna's birthday.
Oh, my God. There's New Year's resolutions. She's
Come on,
all concerned
it's your
about
kid. Don't have enough to worry about. What should we do? Okay, we left off with what should we do for Ayanna's birthday party, Peterson? Oh, I don't know.
Huh?
Something fun with all the kids.
Well, last year I had everybody over to the house. Do you think I should have everybody just come to my house again and just have a party?
Yeah, and it's very cold.
No, it's not actually. It was very nice on her birthday last year. There was actually even a rainbow.
Really?
And I saw a rainbow the other day, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was all excited. There's a rainbow. And look, there's a rainbow.
Rainbows and butterflies, huh?
Rainbows and butterflies.
Stupid.
Makes an interesting point. Here's another. Shut up.
Rainbows and butterflies. So how would you feel about meeting Ayanna's grandparents?
That would be Amber's parents. Right?
Yeah.
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 That would be incredible. I mean, why would I...
I mean, not my parents. Ayanna's, her father's grandparents?
Yeah, of course. I mean...
What was that?
Of course I'd be interested in meeting them.
So you'd be okay? You would be okay?
But there's nothing weird about that or anything.
You'd be comfortable with being, you know, there because they'll be at the party. They were there last year. They brought the cake and the pinata.
Why would she find it necessary to point out what the hell her ex-husband's parents brought to the party?
And notice, like most women, she remembers what the weather was like a year ago. She remembers,
God.
She remembers what people brought last year.
That fixes.
So he's anyway, like, pinata. He's thinking, yeah, like I killed my wife, pinata, yeah.
They brought the cake and the pizza, so Peterson says, yeah, well, I think so. I hope so.
You'd be okay?
I can't think of any reason why I wouldn't be.
Because I know the type of people that they are. They would be very, you know, loving and open, you know, open to you and, you know, that. That they would be okay as far as I was, you know. I was just worried about how you felt about that.
Yeah, I would have to think about that. But I think I would welcome it.
Good.
And obviously, can't say that I have some weird subconscious feeling or something, but I can't think about it right now that it would seem strange to me in the least, so that's great.
Well, that's good. You know, I'm just... Because, like I said, how they are, you know, they're very open and loving, and so it's good to know that means a lot to me.
So, no New Year's resolutions, huh?
Oh, whoops, that was my line. So no New Year's resolutions,
oh,
huh?
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. He had a blank for the last response. He just sat there. I think he was asleep, probably.
She says it means so much to her, and his response is blank.
Blank, blank. So no New Year's resolutions, huh?
What's that? Oh, my New Year's resolution?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't, I still have to think of one, huh? Didn't happen yet.
You can't think of anything just from the top of your head?
Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of things that I want to do better about myself, but I've got nothing here right now.
You've got nothing?
I can't think of nothing right now off the top of my head. I should have a resolution every day, huh?
You know, I just came across... Remember when I was telling you about school and how we had to write down 5 things about what we were grateful for? This chick is unbelievable.
She is definitely still in love with this guy.
No question.
And this becomes proven because in a couple of days, she goes off. She, she's being monitored by these police the entire time. And at one point, she completely loses it. Goes off the script, or, you know, they kind of are trying to direct her. And
right.
She frequently goes off the script, but she goes off and just starts blasting the crap out of him for not telling her about Lacey.
See?
And the fact that he was married.
There
so
you
she's,
go.
She's still in there pitching away.